Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Chosen, believe the gift, use the gift, stir up. Come on, your hand clap can be far better. Especially those of you who can't sing. Your hand clap can be far better. I'm not sure whether your excitement levels are proper, but you should be excited today.
Come on.
Listen. The moment you walked in and saw our banners today,
hey,
you should have been excited.
Hey.
You should have been excited.
Hey.
But ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to announce to you that today we have a very special person in the house.
Hey.
By the way, Bishop, please, I've made a promise somewhere that I need your help with. I've told Arise Service that you will come and preach a series. I beg. We need you in Arise for a series. Just some 4 weeks will be good for us. So this one there, I'm making a public request. I'm really begging. I've already announced it.
Yes.
I've already announced it. Yeah, because listen, one of the greatest privileges you can have is to dwell in the same house with your father. Hallelujah. And you know, I had the privilege of attending school with the daughter of one of our ex-presidents, and I always used to ask her what it is like, you know, to be with her father. What is it like? Because we see something, but what is it like? And she was the first one to tell me that he's far kinder than people think he is. He's far nicer, kinder. But it means that the children see a side of him that the rest of us don't see. That's one of the privileges of dwelling in the house with your father. Because as he travels around the world, People see something. But we have the privilege of seeing extra that the rest of the world does not see.
Oh, yes.
And that is our privilege, you and I. It's one of the reasons why you should be excited if you are here in this building today. So ladies and gentlemen, today, he's been from England to Pointe Noire, to Nakuru, to Nairobi, but today he's back home here in Oibi. If you are as excited as I am, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to make some noise and join me, and let's welcome the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Glory, hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Our God is in the house. Come on. What a blessing.
It's so good to be here.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's so good to be in church. I am very happy. See, I've missed this excitement.
Yeah! Come on! Yeah! 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 Come on! Hey!
I have missed this atmosphere.
Come on! Hey! Hey!
And what a beautiful service shine is.
Ah! Hey! Come on!
There is something very nice here.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Very nice.
Hey!
Very
come on,
nice.
Come on.
Is this Shine Service?
Yes! Come on! Hey!
Clap your hands
yeah!
for Jesus. Happy to be here.
Hey! Hey!
And I'm very happy to see you as well. I bring you greetings from
I'll be there. Come on. Professor.
Just one. Okay. No, I've been to 10 countries.
Hey! I will be there.
So I don't know which of them.
Professor.
So I'll bring you
Professor.
One from one side.
Hey!
And one from another side.
Yeah.
So one side I'll give you Germany.
I'll be there. I receive it. Yeah, I'll be there.
Receive your blessing.
I receive it. Prophesy.
And from this side, I'll give you Tanzania.
I receive it. I'll be there. Yeah.
I can't list all the 10 countries. It will disturb your faith in God.
Hey.
It can destroy your relationship with God.
Hey!
But I'm very happy to be here.
Oh! Yeah!
This is home.
Oh, yes.
And I really, really, really thank God for Bishop Kobe's life.
Yeah!
Let's appreciate our pastor.
Come on! Come on! Come on! Yeah!
And it's also very good to see our service pastor, Reverend Ibis. And all the Santa pastors who are working with him. It's a very nice service.
Oh, yes.
The atmosphere here is very, very nice.
Ah! Come on. Professor. Work it. Hey.
So, obviously, your pastor has taken very good care of you.
Oh, yes. Hey.
You look juicy.
Ah.
You look fresh.
Hey.
There is life in you.
Yeah.
And you even look prosperous.
Amen. I receive it. Prophesy. Come on.
I mean, I saw a car at the car park I've not seen before.
Hey. What a blessing. Come on.
I want to encourage you to be in the church properly.
Oh, yes.
Church is a very nice place. Church is a very powerful place.
Yay!
And as I've traveled through the countries, and it's just church. And it's beautiful, 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 beautiful. You know, so I'm so happy to be back.
Hey, come on. Yeah.
I have a meeting to attend this afternoon, so I want to share something short with you.
Preach!
And then
come on, something short. Bless us.
Can I share something?
Oh, bless us. Come on.
No, you look well fed.
Hey!
You look well fed. So, to help me to preach, I want you to lift your hands and pray for me.
Oh, Jesus.
As I preach, just lift your hands and pray that God will give me utterance.
Lord.
That the word of God will have its free course.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Free course.
Free course.
Free course.
Oh, yes, Lord. Mandivi ke peni moshe veketebe. Lava du
shambala. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for help.
Yes, Lord.
Help.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You may be seated for a few minutes. The Bible says the kingdom of God is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things both new and old. Say new things.
New things.
Say new things.
New things.
I think it would be a very nice topic to preach. Yes. New things. Because when you bring things out of your treasure box, your life, from your heart, yes, you will bring old things. And we need old things. But, oh, it's in Matthew 13, eh? That's interesting. Okay. Interesting. Everyone must believe God to also have new things. Yes. When we look into your bag, the things we see should not only, you should have all things. You should have all things. You should have all things. You should have old friends. Yeah. When I woke up this morning, I was coming to church. I saw that my friend, apparently he came home last night. I didn't even see him. We got born again together 39 years ago. He has come to visit me. He's an old friend. 39 years is not last year. Oh, that's a long time. Yeah, that's a long time. It's a very long time. Somebody's whole life is 39 years. You know, and we've kept our friendship. You know, but I also have new friends. Oh, yes. Brand new friends. Some friends I have are just 1 week old. 1 month old. 3 weeks old. And it's a charged friendship. You know. So you must believe God to have old things as well as new things. Everyone must have a new song you've learned that you sing. Thank God for the old songs. Like what? We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We used to sing this song 30 years ago. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faith. These are old songs and they are powerful. But the Bible says that we should sing a new song. A new song. It says sing. So there are times some songs we sing in the church offend God. Yes. Yeah, they offend God. We should be able to come to church and the worship leader is teaching us a brand new song she composed at dawn. Yeah, at dawn. So this is a song I just had. I mean, yesterday my son played a song. I traveled with him and he was playing a song by Victoria Orenze. A very, very, very beautiful song. Very, very, very. Wow. I just liked it. I said, but when was this song released? I didn't know. A new song. I'm saying that we should be able to come to church and the worship leader will teach us a new song she has composed just 3 hours at 2 a.m. when she was preparing for the service. As I was praying for the service, the Lord put the song in my spirit. Everybody take your pen and paper. Let's write this song. First stanza, second stanza. Then we start singing. Within 3 minutes, we are singing a new song. And on and on and on. You must know a new verse. A new verse. Yes, that's John 3:16. But there must also be Nahum 1 verse 9. There should also be Zephaniah 3:17.
Come on.
Yes. There should also be Zechariah. Do you know Zechariah? No. Even your hairstyle shows you don't know Zechariah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, enough of the perambulations. Today, I want to, the few Sundays I have here, I want to talk about new things you should attempt to do and to have. And it's from this book, Attempt New Things. Attempt Great Things for the Lord. But the chapter I'm preaching from is Attempt New Things. Yes. Attempt new things. God does new things. Yes, new things. Even the heaven and the earth. He makes a new heaven and a new earth. Say new. Say new. Yes. Some of you have new shoes, but you don't have any new vest. Well, there are about 5 new things I should be preaching about. But today, I'm talking about something new called the power of God.
Oh, this would be a message.
Yes, it's here. Be open
my goodness.
To the power of God. Be open. Open your arms. Open your heart. Open your eyes. Open your spirit. Open your life to the power of God. Because many of you, don't know the power of God. I don't know how to preach. I'm stuck. I don't know where to start from. But I'm happy that I have just 5 minutes to preach. So just, maybe even just introducing the topic is a message enough. You see, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Okay. Reverend George, you're welcome.
Yes, Reverend George, you're welcome.
Verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in word. I don't think I should start this message today because it's drawing something that I don't know whether I can handle. There's some things when you start, you have to finish it. You can't stop in the middle. I should start. Because the feeling I'm getting is not a good feeling.
That's why I came.
So you came to help me?
Yes. No, I came to receive.
To receive. I just heard Bishop Kobe talk about the New Living Translation. So I'll read the King James and I'll read the New Living Translation. But I'm about to tear you apart. I'm about to tear you apart. For the kingdom of God is not in word. This is the kingdom many of you know. The very thing the kingdom of God is not.
Oh.
It's rather what you are used to. Is that in English? The kingdom of God is not in word. That is rather what you are used to. Your life in the kingdom is a life of words. 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 Look at my ring, my diamond ring. I am a wife. Is it clear? Are you married? Words. Useless words. can understand why many of you here in the kingdom are chasing after things that are not in the kingdom. You are looking for your happiness somewhere. You are looking for your money somewhere. You are looking for power somewhere. Because you are not ready to explore kingdom resources. All that is left of us, Reverend George, is wet. I am born again.
I'm charismatic.
I go to Makane. I have been in church for 20 years. Yes. I am a reverend. You are looking at a reverend.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? I am a consecrated bishop. Wait. I am a Basenta leader. Know how to talk to me.
When you mention my name, add BL.
When you mention my name, add BL. I said, maybe you don't know, but I'm informing you that I am a Basenta leader. Is it okay? I was recently appointed a GBC. I am a gathering bus campaigner. Know how to talk to me. You just can't call me hey. Nonsense. Oh, that's Pastor Francis. Pastor Robert. Lady Pastor Vivian is going to the room. Just wait. Just wait. But
the kingdom
that we are in is not in word, but it is in what? How do we know there's power somewhere? By how it electrocuted the boy till he became black, charred. There's power in the cable. How do we know there's power in the speakers? By the sound that tore our eardrums. How do we know that this Ferrari has power? By the speed it hits after just 5 seconds. 0 to 5 is 100 kilometers per hour. What? Is it a rocket? Power. Now, you must be open to the power of God. Most of us here don't know that there is power. You are using powerful words which don't translate and transmit power in your life. When we see you saying you are something, it's not that English title we respect, but it is the power that it has been able to generate and the things it has done. Can you pleasure me with the New Living Translation? Oh, sorry. I want the verse, the English verse. Yeah. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. Zazuza. Can you stand to your feet and clap your hands for 2 seconds and sit down? Don't stop clapping. I am introducing to you the real kingdom you belong to. You don't know where you are. Keep clapping your hands. Look at you. Look at the church. It's just a lot of talk. Go to our pages, our WhatsApp pages. A lot of talk. Talk. I've been in this church for the past 20 years. I was the one who led that branch, and I did this in the church. We did that in that place. We went for this crusade, and I was the one who sang that song in that crusade. Even when that bishop was there, when he was being consecrated, I sang that song, and I was there in that branch, and we moved that branch to that side, and we go, oh, talk. Where is the power? Powerless. When you say you are born again, it should not just be a lot of talk. We should see the power of being born again. What has been birthed in you again, new power. Otherwise, drop that word. It's a useless word. You are a shepherd. Who have you made to lie down in green pastures? Who have you led beside still waters? How many sheep under you even know still waters? The kingdom of God is not in talk. Yeah, brandishing your 20 carat diamond ring, it doesn't mean anything. Your husband is chasing other girls for pleasures that you should have given him. Power that you could have deployed in his direction. He's seeking it in town. You are here talking. You are messes of being. And so what? I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Child of God. Show me a child of a snake. And I'll tell you are wrong. Because this is a scorpion. The child of a snake looks like a snake. Child of which God? A child of God must look like God. And in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. What have you made? What exists in the kingdom that exists because of you? Show me the shepherd on the stage. Who but for you would not have become a shepherd? What have you created? I have said, Psalm 82, ye are gods. And I mean all of you who are children of the Most High. It stands to reason. A child of a cow, it looks like a cow with four legs. Lady pastors, you see, what is left of them is just crimson yellow. Is it crimson? Canary yellow. But try to call her Sister Lydia. She will stop you and tell her, I am Lady Pastor. Say Lady Pastor. Lady Pastor. Hey. Yes. Do you know who I am? Hey. I am the convener's wife. Hey. convener's wife. Is that a title now?
What did you do to get it?
Convener. If we're a convener's wife, there should be power in that title that shows that this one is truly a convener's wife. Talk about what? For the kingdom of God, take me back, it's not a lot of talk. I am Reverend Akins, and so what? What should we do to Reverend Akins? What is there on the ground that shows that in First Love now, they have officially, they are now, there's nothing like Reverend. There are Reverend Centurions. Rev C's. You say you are a reverend, put down 100 members minimum. Fill 100 chairs at the back. And now you can start brandishing your title. My name is Bishop Ogo. Bishop what? So what should we do? Bishop Ogo and so what? And so what? If you are Bishop Ogo, then show that you are a bishop by showing us what you oversee and the responsibility you are exercising over the things you oversee and the growth and the changes and the buildings you have built. Then you are Bishop Ogo. Many of us are going to fall into ditches and holes deep in the valley. I mean, by the time we find you, you'll be dead. If we find your body, you'll be dead. Because many of you are going to slide off. You see, the word err, E-R-R, means not just to make a mistake. It is. But it also means, you can't see me well, let me stand. Should I end the preaching? Maybe. You have a nice pastor in the church. The word air is to go off your course. That's all. The original meaning of air, to air, is to go off course. And in life, when you go off course, there's very little road to accommodate your car. The real road of life, the sides are valleys. So you pay attention to the road you are on. And the Bible says in Matthew 22. Verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power. When you don't know the scriptures or the power of God, you go off. You go off. You go off as a reverend. You go off as a bishop. You go off as a singer. Many of you singers, you are off. You saw the rubbish that was on the stage when I came. You saw the rubbish that was on the stage. Yes, go back to the footage. You see the rubbish. Yeah. That's not power. That's not power. That's why somebody's husband can sleep with you 10 times, impregnate you, and you are just in the system. You don't have any sense that you have even gone off. That's not power. Why there's no power? People just go off road. You err. Because the things you are doing lack power. You see, the power of God is an entity that is known. You can know the power. that I may know him. That I may know him. It's not only God we can know. We can also know his power and the power of the resurrection. You know God, hopefully. But do you know the power? You can sit down. I didn't tell you to stand. So we do things. We do beautiful things. No. Things are happening. The bishops are bishoping. I'm pastoring a church. I just came from a church. We are doing things. We are building choirs. We are learning songs. We are marrying. What is it? Yes, we are marrying. We are doing things, but we have taken away the power of it. The power dimension is not there. So we have a form of godliness, but we have denied the power. There's something called having a form of godliness. That form is what makes you sit in church on Sunday. That form is what makes you have a pastor. That form is what makes you join a choir. That form is what makes you attend a convention. That form is what makes you attend a church service. A form, but the power. There is power. There is a power side to singing. There is a power side to preaching. Mommy, sir, there is a power side to sitting here. You don't just sit here. There is a power side of sitting here. There is a power side of dancing. There is a power side. A dance that can let a king say that I will give you half of my kingdom from a dance. I mean, somebody dances and the king says that ask anything you want, not from teaching. No, not from teaching. A dancing, a girl dances, and a king, like as these dancing stars are dancing. People should be falling down on the floor, repenting. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive from the dance. But they themselves are masturbators who are on the stage. They are. I'm saying that anything we do, doing sound, there's a power side to the sound you are doing. But you can be a Christian that all that is left of you is the form. 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 The order. How we do things. This is how we have done things. This is how you start. The form. And it turns you into a Pharisee. It turns you into a scribe. Because once the power dimension is introduced, it changes the texture, the taste, the color, everything. My sister sitting there, the power side of being a Christian can break you off that boy you are sleeping with. And I mean there. But you know the form of being a churchgoer, of being a Christian, but you don't know the power. And since the battles of life eventually come down to power, no wonder Satan is running roughshod. He is freely moving in the church. Freely. Because he's using power. Power to deceive. As I'm preaching now, he's telling some of you, that is what I'm saying is nonsense. At least five of you must have insulted me from the last 3 minutes. Yes. He's here. Satan is here. And he's not afraid of you. This color doesn't move him. He went to Jesus, mommy. He went to who? Jesus. So your yellow doesn't mean as you. Yes. I'm sure he's still here. So we, the very thing the kingdom of God is not, is rather what we are emphasizing in our lives. In your life, it's just words. You are a bus center leader. Which bus center are you leading? It's just a word. It's just a title. Reverend of what? Constituency overseer. I mean, some of you should come with an envelope with a sheet of paper and on it is written constituency overseer. And when you come to my office, you slap a chair with the envelope and say, Bishop, take your envelope, and you walk out. I don't like no constituency overseer. Take your title. Because I'm doing nothing like that. But you, when you are going to buy meat at the mood changing place, you introduce yourself as a CEO. When you are, I'm a CEO. That alone should let you see that you know exactly what to do. I'm a lighthouse member. You go for an interview. Lighthouse. Wow. So that's good. So where is the power side? What has that title you are using? What power has been deployed? What has been attained in the church through the power of your name as a lighthouse member? The kingdom of God is not in where is it? It's not what? No. The NLT. It's not just a lot of talk. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. It is time now for us to begin to walk the talk. Whatever you say you are, do it. What are you in the church? Stand up. But center which leader of what? How many people did you bring to church today?
29.
Yes. For how long have you been a percentile leader?
More than 3 years.
Yes. You even got a beloved from being a percentile leader. But God can only get even the nine. Did you win all the nine souls? Were they not handed over to you?
Some.
How many were handed over to you? When you say you are a basenta leader, you are talking about a leader who has led your members into the word of God. You've led them to get Bibles. You've led them into Holy Ghost. You've led them to be leaders. You've led them to break away from unbeliever things. You've led them, and now they are in the promised land. That's the Joshua we are looking for. Not mundane titles. What have you led? Nonsense. See, what you don't know is that it is that power we seek. As a pastor, I should look for the power. There's a power that makes you to the work I'm doing. And when I get that power, what it does is that it doesn't only help me to be a pastor or a singer. It also helps me to fight the demonic power fighting me. Because when Satan comes, he's not coming with tricks. He's coming with power. And he must meet a boy with power. Otherwise, see, the church chair you are sitting on, I can give you four names of people who sat where you are sitting. Today they are not in church. You are not the first to sit here. They were here, said they were here. Today we can't find them. And if you are sincere, you know some of the people who are not here. So as you sit here, understand that a power is about to be deployed in your direction. Now, what your response must not be words or beauty. Your response to Satan's power, you will marry. Won't you marry one day? He will come to your marriage. He will come.
He started working on it.
Ah. But why will he come into my marriage and he will come into yours? What makes you special? He will come. And when he comes, it's not breasts and buttocks and beauty that he's coming to experience. He must experience power. That's a title called born again. That's a title. Like there's a title called bishop. I have one. But there's also a power side to bishop. There's a power side to born again. There's a power side to pastor. There's a power side to brethren. And anybody who bears the form without the power makes himself a target. We'll come for you. The power side of being born again is that through being born again, you have come out of those friendships. That's the power. That's the power. Yes, that we know you are born again. That's what we're saying. The things I used to do, I do them no more. That's the power. The places I used to go, I was like this, but I'm no more. Aha. Then the power side of being born again is manifesting. But many of you, it's just the words side. Words. Words. I didn't even know you were pregnant. Are you pregnant? Yes. You should see her talking to the man who has impregnated her. The man whose sperms entered her. You should see her talking to the man who has impregnated her. You should see her. So when we were talking to her, she would brandish her 20 karat gold and the pregnancy. Are you pregnant? How many kids do you have? Are you married? So learn to talk to me well. I am Mrs. Insia. It's just words. No power. No power. Power that makes a wife call her husband Lord doesn't exist. The power that makes a husband love his wife the way Jesus loved the church, it doesn't exist. Men carrying titles, women carrying titles, men carrying titles of pastor, titles of husband, title of father. Many of you are father, but you are useless father, useless man. That's a German phrase. It says, to become a father, easy. To be a father, very difficult. To become a father, just impregnate a girl. Many of you, bacenta leaders, pastors, all you've done in your ministry is to raise bastards. Yes. Because to bring someone to church is very easy. It's very easy. But to keep the person in church the way a 16-year-old girl kept me in the church for 40 years. The kingdom of God. Whatever you are, you dancing stars or you're the choir? There is a power side. If you don't discover the power side, you are wasting your time. You are just entertainers. There's no power. Let me give you three sources of the power. Three ways. Just three. That's all. I know you must go for your meeting, but the first source of the power. The first source. If you say you have something, I'm telling you that, listen, from today, be very careful when you introduce yourself as something. Because we will ask you the manifestation of the power side of what you are doing. We are not using words. How does the power come? Number one, it comes through receiving Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verse 10. Maybe I should end now, then we'll continue. Just a few more minutes. He was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. True, 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 true. The one who made the world is the very person the world doesn't want to know. Yes, and that's life. Many of you don't know that what you are, somebody made you. Yeah. The very person who made you is a person you are fighting, you are turning away from. You don't want to even see his face. And that's the beginning of a curse. Verse 11, we are ending. So he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Are you not supposed to be Jesus Christ? You belong to Jesus. How come you've not received him? Hey, my pastor, what are you saying? How do you know I have not received him? But have you not hearing me saying that I am now a born-again Christian, that I got born again in the year 2021, and I am now a born-again Christian, and I've been calling my friends, and I've been winning souls? Just talk. Look, listen to me. Hello. When you say you have received Jesus Christ, you don't need to talk about it. We will see that you have received Jesus Christ. This talk is rubbish. But as many as received him, to them gave he power. If you say you have received Jesus, then you must have and you must demonstrate power to become power. What has Jesus done in your life? Say you have got Jesus, and you are still sleeping around. Even to come to church every Sunday, the power to come to church, power to stop listening to unbeliever music. Let me tell you, you don't have to talk about power. Power is seen. If I hold a cable with high voltage electricity, I don't need to tell you that, hey, everybody, I'm holding something with power. What it will do to me? Oh, no. Power is seen. I said, power is seen. I said, power is seen. From today, people will see the power. You say you have received Jesus Christ and you cannot win a soul. You have not. That's why he said on that day, they will say, in your name, we heal the sick. In your name, we raise the dead. In your name, we did many wonderful works. And I will say to them, I never knew you. You are the one, you are deceiving yourself. Many of you, Jesus is just an imagination. You have Jesus. We don't talk about it. It shows in the people you are eagerly and zealously looking for to win. The church you are helping to build. The prayers you are praying. That as you are coming, like last night, you have organized a few guys. Let's pray for 30 minutes about the souls in the church on Sunday. Tomorrow's service. The souls are to be won. Let's pray that the power of God be there. You are a powerless Christian. Accept that you are powerless and begin to look for the power. You are powerless. What is left of you is the color you are wearing. That's the only way we will know you are a lady pastor. That's the only way. This color. There is nothing else apart from this dress that will show that you are a lady pastor. Nothing. You have nothing to show. But when Saul heard that David had killed Goliath, the first question he has was, whose stripling is this? Such people are giving birth to under special circumstances. You say you are a pastor. Show us your children. You're not a lady pastor. You're a lady pastor. Where are your children? These deaf and dumb and polio children. Maybe you yourself, you're not even a correct person. Who's stripling? Who raised? We need pastors like you who raise young boys, who raise young girls. By this time, this service should be charged with boys and girls we have to control. That go to school. Stop that fasting. It's too much. If I see you at an acaso, something will happen to you. Don't step there again till I tell you to go there. Useless pastor. What have you produced? Yes, that's a title. But I'm talking about the power side of your title. Where is the power side? Where is it? You have Jesus. Jesus, if you receive him, the thing he gives you is power. Hey, yeah. Power to say, you know something? Can I come? Excuse me. Move away from there. We've been in this relationship for 3 years. I've paid your school fees. I've helped you. But I have met Jesus. I can't continue sleeping with you. It's over from today. If you need money, I will help you if I have it. But don't see me as your boyfriend anymore. I am married. It's over. And as I'm talking to you, where did he get the audacity, the boldness to say? The boldness is from a power he has drank. You are lying. You are lying. You don't have Jesus. You are a liar. I say you are a liar. You are a liar. You don't have Jesus. You have a church. You have a bishop. You have a pastor. You don't have Jesus. If you are Jesus Christ, the power it will release. Hiya, ya. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were unlearned men, they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. My God, help me to preach today. You are lying. You don't have Jesus. You are lying. You wait. Die now and see. You are going down to hell. Where is the power? O male wa adenje. I'm surprised you can deceive yourself. You are born again. Don't say that again. Till there are 10 souls following you. Because when you are born again, 2 Corinthians 5, 19 and 20. Verse. Anybody he reconciles, he gives the person the word of reconciliation. So since you don't have the word, it means you have not been reconciled. And verse 20 says, now therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. You've come to sit in the church. You've been busy the whole week. There's no church on your mind. There's no God on your mind. You've not prayed. How many times this week have you read your Bible? Bible in English. You say, you are witch born there, witch again. If Jesus comes into your life, power. Not titles. I'm asking you, my sister, what has come out of your life since you joined the church, since you received Christ? Where is the power? Please ask. Everybody, ask two people. Please, where is the power? Where is it? Ask her. Why? And let her tell you what the power is. Ask her. Tell him what the power is. Where is it? What's the evidence that there's power in you? Where is the evidence? Sitting in church with a fan, fanning yourself. Ask her in English, what is the evidence that there's power in you? By this time, we say we are church members. We'll meet in the Wednesday evening. We'll meet on the field. We'll be praying. By this time, all the fornicators in Dodua will know that these guys are in lighthouse. Because it's like they don't allow us to fornicate. Whenever we are about to remove our panties, we hear, and even the leader of the prayer meeting is like some madman. His tongue is not even like, small fornication we want to do in 5 minutes. They will never allow us. But there's nobody on the field. There's nobody in town praying. So the fornicators, they are having a field day. Power. You are too powerless. Bring the title back. Bring it back. It doesn't befit you. It doesn't. You are wearing a bowler shirt. It's XXXX times 10 LLL. From after church, I'm going to my office. Bring back my title. You say you are a pastor. You. If you are a pastor, I am an astronaut. You are a pastor. You are a Christian. The power to even pull up the zip on top of your vagina. The zip on it. You can't pull it. The energy to pull it is always down. Whosoever will may come. I say, I am born again. My bishop is Bishop Dagwood Mills. And I have all the books, the mega church, church growth, attend great things. And dun 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 dun. Makane, Makarios, Makane, stupid girl. Close the zip. There's power to close zips. You err, not knowing the scriptures or the whatever you are, leave the power part. I'm a bishop. It's an incumbent of me to leave it. Don't just go about brandishing titles. The next source of that power is prayer.
Wow.
praying. Come, hold my hand. You see this sense? Can you see? Do you know why we have this sense? Why they are empty? Because there is no prayer. Let's go. Where's your Bible? You know why she's in the choir and doesn't have a Bible? Her pastor hasn't prayed for her before. From today, never make a comment about anything you have not prayed about. I beg you. I'm just, it's mine. I'm nothing. I'm just saying to you from today, if you have the power to make a comment, then it should have been that you have prayed 500 times more than the comment you are making. To say that Vivian is fornicating. That you see her often in that man's car. To have the audacity to discuss it with Reverend Lester. I hope that you would have prayed for Vivian. The sick church we have. The powerless members we have. They are not accidental. Mommy, they are a result of no prayer. There's no prayer going on. There's no prayer. You dare talk about somebody who has been in church for 7 years, 7 months, and is still listening to unbeliever music. I pray you don't use your mouth to talk about that guy. Because you should have been praying for her, for him. That's why somebody can come to church without a Bible. You can go around. You're a pastor. You can go around and check. And those who have the Bible, check how many read their Bibles. The power to change, the power to change, it comes from somebody praying for you. Anybody who has been a captive, I'm ending. Who has been a captive of Satan? Or anybody working on captives of Satan? Like you, what is your name? That thing called what? Eusebius. You are not surprised. You shouldn't be. That you can see 482 names and only 6 are in the church. I want to show you how to have converts stay in the church. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 16. Watch it. Satan is being described here. Look at Satan. Hello. Mommy, can you see Satan? Yes. Look at it. They that see thee. Fan well, I need to hear. They that see thee, do it well. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? There are essentially four characteristics of Lucifer. One is that he made the earth to tremble. Go to BBC. Go to CNN. The earth is trembling. And when we release the nuclear bombs, the earth, the axis of the earth will shift. From the plethora of bombardment, nuclear bombardments, it will have an effect on the gravitational axis of the earth. Satan, he makes the earth to tremble. The next thing he does is that he shakes kingdoms. Many of you are not happy I came back. I can feel it. It's okay. It's in that side. That side. So, but this man cried, why did his plane not fall down? Yo. And normally they find themselves. Yes. How many of you want to know Satan? Number one, he makes the earth to tremble. Number two, he shakes kingdoms. Financial kingdoms are shaking. Political kingdoms are shaking. Read the news. Number three, verse 17. The committee has frozen. Then we can end. And number three, that made the world as a wilderness. That is the work Satan does. Anything that is nice, he makes it into a wilderness. As if nothing existed there. A happy home. By the time he is done, the wife has packed. The son has followed a girl. And the girl is with a Rasta man. The house is empty. Nothing that is nice remains nice. By the time Satan has passed through, you should watch Tasmania cartoons. He makes the world a wilderness. A businessman, prosperous. By the time he's done with you, you are in jail. And destroy the cities thereof. And look at the last one. That opened not the house of his prisoners. Satan does not open the house of his prisoners. When he puts somebody in prison, he doesn't open. So that girl who has come into the church is going to go back because she has not been released. Putting somebody on a bus does not release a captive. Putting somebody in a church doesn't release captives. Gayaga, gagagaba, shagadi bosa, hanimos kipa. Visitations, where are they? You are doing visits. Are you a public health nurse? Public health nurse to be visiting converts? Listen to me very well today. Stand up. Let me talk to you. New converts. They are never released. If a new convert will be released, it will be a result of prayer that breaks doors. Prayer that releases captives. On a normal day, understanding campaign overseers should be fasting twice a week. Normal week. Don't mess around with new converts. It's not grammar. It's not teachings. As she is sitting in front of you, the power that has taken her, you don't understand. That's why you think you can captivate her with English language. I've seen her. It will take 3 years. She will go back to where she came from. I can give you names. He will be in the church for 2 years. Eventually, he will go back because the prison doors were not open. Satan doesn't open the house of his prisoners. Any convert that has not been born the Galatians 4:19 way, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until these things you are doing, they are gimmicks. They are gimmicks. The power in the church to keep members is from prayer. Ephesians 1, 15, 16, 17, 18. From this time, after I heard of your faith in Christ, I cease not to pray for you, making mention of you, ideally at least once a week. All Bacenta leaders and pastors should have a high night. Where we meet with our list and we make mention. Follow up team, they are in a room making mention. I cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers. What are the prayers? Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give. If you don't pray, God will never give the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. Your member doesn't want to read his Bible. It's not by buying easy to read version. It's not by coaxing him. You pray. And pray. It's the prayer that makes a person desire to read the Bible. We were not born by our mothers to read Bibles. We were born to watch pornography. That is the natural default setting. Nobody was born to pray. Nobody was born to be in church. Anything you are doing in the church that you've not added prayer to it will never, including your very membership of the church, soon something will nick you out of the church. The kingdom of God is not in words, it's in power. And the power that comes is the power of prayer. As we pray, as there's prayer going on, the church is not, I'm surprised that the house of God is not even called the house of preaching. It's called the house of prayer. I said, and my house shall be called, of all houses, the house of prayer. This is a house of prayer. Because it's only by prayer we make any advancement. How many of the souls you've gone to bring in church are sitting here in church this Sunday? We are going to be open to the power of God. There's going to be prayer now. We are going to schedule you to come to pray to everybody. Once we know you, you come here and pray. Afternoon, morning, evening, night, there's going to be prayer. Because it is the prayer. So as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. A lot of the things we are not seeing in your life are a result of a lack of travail. My friend, my sister, you are too calm to be a believer. You are too calm. The sound of gunfire, the sound of bullets ricocheting, the sound of firepower is too strong in our ears. So when we find that you are relaxed, we wonder, are we in the same place? Pastors are relaxed. Dancing heads are relaxed. Bass center leaders are relaxed. Instrumentalists, we don't talk about them. Singers, we can't find them. No wonder. This is a desert. Because Satan will never set you free. Some of you should go to your pastor and ask your pastor, do you pray for me? I'm just asking because I've been going through too many problems lately. I just want to be sure that just in case you are not praying, can you please pray for me? You've made yourself a public health nurse, visiting converts. When you have not sat down under or on top of your buttocks for 3 hours interceding for them. Look at it there. Making mention. Making mention means mentioning your name. I mention your name, I underline it, then impaibo. I mention your name, I underline it, impaibo. My dear, the power of God. Turn the Bible to James 5, 16. Amplified. James 5, 16. B. Amplified. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, into brackets, a believer, not a pastor, not a bishop, a righteous man, a believer, can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. Yes. 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 Everything going on can be explained by the absence of prayer. And I don't mean this tea and cheese prayer. This hot chocolate and biscuit prayer. I mean prayer. Fervent. Ardent. There's no power in the church. Fornicators are fornicating. Many of you here, next week, if you don't feel like coming to church, you won't come. You won't come. Because even nobody is praying. But there's a sister with her shepherd praying for her. Even the feeling not to come will not occur to you. Because she's being bombarded continually. But this era, this generation of leaders are prayerless. Only moving around. They are what we call, we used to say that in the 80s. They are organizers, not agonizers. They only organize. They don't agonize. Look at you sitting here. What has become of you? Nothing. You are a spent force. Young boy, you should be one of my wildest pastors. Spent. At this age. You're not looking for young girls, pretty girls, who come to stand on the stage and be shouting. Say amen. Clap your hands. No. We want people with firepower. Pastors. Like that's why I'm standing here. All the guys there. I like during the week, you have 3 services. One here, one there, one there. And you have 2. Then our fathers can relax. Because we have also worked. This man, he has worked. And the very people we are looking to, that we can also relax a little and lean on, are emasculated, effeminate, atesticular Enochs. Atesticular, emasculated. A dynamic, power free. I mean, they themselves, they don't even have power to sort themselves. In your room, do you fast twice a week? What are you talking about? When I was your age, I was fasting 2 times, Tuesday, Thursday, on the floor, my Black King James Bible. You are out of your mind. Be careful. In 10 years, you may not be in church. I'm telling you. Be careful. We didn't get here by drinking milk. We did firework. We fasted. We've lived for God. We've been in pain. We've struggled. That's how we are here. It's in 40 years. We are here. If you are around in 5 years' time, you will be around as just some pee warmer. Wake up! Wake up! And stop pointing to your father as the reason why you can't do much. Wake up! We will continue next week. God willing. Let's stand up.
Clap your hands properly. Clap your hands properly. Clap your hands properly. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. I'm telling you that in this day, there are very few pastors who are, don't clap yet, I'm saying something. There are very few pastors who are speaking God's mind as they should. Because that thing in itself requires a lot of power. You can't just say it like that. It requires power. Many pastors are giving sugar-coated messages. Sugar-coated, yeah. And it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible that in the last days, one of the things that will happen is that men will arrange preachers to tell them what they want to hear. So many pastors are preaching what the church wants to hear. Yeah. But I'm telling you that if you could ever point to a day that will change your life, today is one of such days. Yeah. Don't clap. Today is one of such days. But I'm telling you that the message that you have just heard, it will literally save your life. If you will listen to it, it will literally save your life. You have just heard a type of truth that, and you may never ever again hear a message like this. Because messages like this don't come often. They don't come often. I want you to lift up your hands. And soberly pray. Just speak in tongues to God. I don't know what you say. Just pray. Just speak to the Lord. Ask for mercy. Can I ask for help? Can I ask for anything? But
revive us, O God.
Pray.
Renew our strength.
Pray.
Leave us surely break a sin in my father dosh. Remantala vakasalaba revinimona lima shakatala vos prenimona zandili vika payama lima kapade veka toshinima o pini mikavado shepelidis pranimona liva daba shanteyeve o madi vika tavado shinipakata levede doshi peketa ni makadoshe La mana mashalava kededo shinima legede do shi palaba levedi makaba renew our strength, O God. Revive us again, O God. Mandivinima likapanima sheketenima lebedimi prakato shi beketebe. Oh mandabado shi impalaba levelebeni makadaba mandivika so penima.
Pray that the power of God will enter the church one more time.
Yes. Mantili bakatayaba, legededo shapanama, lima kadaba, lima katosha.
You are a basentali, pray for the power of God. You are a wife, pray for the power of God. You are an instrumental, pray for the power
for the release of your power. Mandini sa legededo shipani make upadia. Zinima padi kusinima and divekelevedo shipana. Oh mandi pakadaba likalaba. We pray, O God. We ask for power. Empower us, O God. Revive us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Mandalaba shokete. Livadaba. Mandimosha. Ma andelekatoshe. Restore, oh God, our strength, oh God. Lebini masadus impre. Leke de do shapanima. Levini mapa andibe. Leke de be shapanimuna. Zini mapakata. Levini mu shipakatoshe. Oh God, mandima. Leke de be shalaba. Release your power once again upon us, oh Lord. Mandele vakashotebe. Lipakatoshe. Leke de do shapanima. Zendile pakato shedima. Oh Jesus, leka de pelebini mo sinima. Lein pakatani mo shinima. Zendile pakato she. Release your power upon us, O Lord. Release your power, O God. Mandile bosha.
Pray.
Revive us,
pray.
O God.
Lift up your hands
change
and pray.
Us, O God.
Just
our
pray,
heart, oh God.
Pray.
Renew our minds, oh God. We pray, oh God, that Lord, you will empower us. That Lord, you will strengthen us, oh Lord, to carry on with the work you have given us, oh Lord. That we will not be weary, oh God. Levini ma shaba, levini ma paduose, lagada bashoni ma, zindi ma kapadoche, lebeni mosa. Revive us once again, oh God. Renew us, oh God. Lipani kotini moshe, lagada dosini ma pada. Zinimo pakatoshe andivikata binimose legededo shabaha.
Please put your hands down. Finally, if you are here, you are not born again, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. You want to say, Pastor, I'm not born again. I can't even begin to talk about the power of God. It says John 1:12 says, but as many have received him, I have not even yet received him. And you maybe you've been in the church for 10 years. It doesn't matter. Close your eyes, everybody. Don't look at me. Close your eyes and bow your heads. I'm talking. You listen with your ears. I've been in the church for 10 years, but I can't say that I'm born again. I've been in the church 5 years. I can't say I'm born again. Or I just came today. I can't say I'm born again. You are here like that. Come to me in front here. I want to pray with you today. I want to correct that. Come to me. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. I want you to come to me here in front. Lift up your hand and come to me. I'm waiting for you. If you were to die today, you don't know where you go. I want you to come to me here in front. I'm waiting for you. Somebody here needs to give their lives to Christ. Pastor, I want to receive Jesus. God bless you. Come. Come. Don't look to your left or to your right. Don't turn to... Some of you have been in church for years, but I'm telling you, based on today's message, you should come.
Lord,
I'm waiting for you. Jesus is calling you. You know that you are not born again. The power that you should have as a born again Christian is not available in your life. I'm waiting for you. Today I have time for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Come. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
Jesus is calling you. Give your life to Christ. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Keep clapping your hands. They are coming. Lower the piano. The piano is loud. The piano is loud. Please. It's supposed to enhance the atmosphere, not dominate and intrude it. But the keyboard, it doesn't have ears. I'm waiting for you, young people. Old people, I'm waiting for you. Give your life to Jesus Christ. You may never have another pastor give you this opportunity. You don't know what's going to happen when you step out. Those who are singing, you to come down. I'm speaking. You don't know what will happen when you leave here. Some of you, the type of evil you have planned to get involved in this week, you may not come out alive. I'm giving you an opportunity. God is giving you one last opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. I'm waiting for you. Come out here and give your life to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, if you step into Monday with your plans, it's over for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting. Somebody needs to come. I'm waiting. Somebody needs to come. Somebody needs to come. Somebody needs to come. And I'm waiting. You are holding our service up. I'm waiting. Somebody needs to come. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Say, Pastor, I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ. I surrender. I'm not even happy that I'm doing what I'm doing. But I realize something is pushing me. I surrender. I'm waiting for you. Come forward. And then we can continue with the church service. Going is going. The door is closing. The door is closing. The door is closing. Door is closing. All right. Those of you in front, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Say this prayer after me. Say, Dear Father.
Dear Father.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just the way that I am.
Just the way that I am.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
But please receive me, Lord.
Please receive me, Lord.
And please wash my sins.
And please wash my sins.
With the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ.
With the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In your book of life.
In your book of life.
Say, Satan.
Satan.
From today.
From today.
I declare. That I will serve you no more.
That I will serve you no more.
I will follow you no more.
I will follow you no more.
I will listen to you no more.
I will listen to you no more.
From today.
From today.
I declare.
I declare.
That I live for Jesus.
That I live for Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will walk in the power of Jesus.
I will walk in the power of Jesus.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Now listen to me, those of you here. I need you to go with our lady pastor. She will have a short conversation with you, all right? And then you will be allowed to come back into the service, okay? Why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? Take out your communion.
Take it, this is my body, which was broken for you.
Sing the song.
Drink, this is my blood, which was poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing that we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. It will give you hope and it will give you life when I see the blood. Oh, 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 I will pass over you.
Lift up your breath.
When I see
the one thing that ought to come to your mind when you hear the communion is power. It is so apt, power, because when we remember Jesus Christ, we remember a sacrifice that released
incredible power. It's released enough power to wash away your sins. It released enough power to transfer you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. This sacrifice released enough power to propel you into eternal life. The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it. Lift up your cup. The blood.
Blood.
In the blood is power.
Oh, yes.
Power. Yes. Power. Power. Today, as you drink the blood of Jesus Christ, may the power of the sacrifice on the cross may be real to you.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Now lift up your hands. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For your body and for your blood. I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. Yes. That your power will flow in their lives.
Yes.
Oh, let your power be real to them.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be real.
Yes, Lord.
Show us what we must do to walk,
Lord,
in your power.
Show us.
Oh, yes. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Help us, Lord, to walk in the power,
yes,
that you have released into our lives.
Yes.
May we never be people who have a form of godliness yet deny the power thereof. May we always walk in your power and manifest the visible, tangible effects,
amen,
of walking in your power.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands for Jesus and you may be seated.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.